How to get paid 50% more during the lifetime of your career. How do you do that? A couple of months ago, I came across this interesting article by Forbes magazine. They claim that people who stay with the same company for longer than 2 years get paid 50% less over the span of their career. Now, this assumes that the career is only 10 years long, and it's also at a conservative end, at the lower end. Now, they also claim that the average raise an employee receives for leaving the company is between 10 and 20% increase in their salary. Now think about this. You work hard for a company, you show their loyalty to them, you wake up early, you work hard, you grind, you do whatever's needed for your job. But as a result, you get paid 50% less during the span of your career. Now, why is that? I always thought when I came across this article before then, I thought that the longer you stay with a company, the more pay rises you got, right? But the evidence doesn't support that. The evidence says that the longer you stay with a company, actually the less chances you have of getting pay rises. Now, why is that? Why is it when you work hard, you show loyalty, you actually get fewer pay rises? Now, there's a lot of reasons for that. For example, office politics. Let's say that you are in a team of 10 people and the manager of the team leaves and, you know, one of the people in your team is up for the promotion. If you are going to get that, 9 people are likely not to be as happy. But if that person comes from elsewhere, they're being recruited, you know, chances are that your team is still cohesive and they don't get jealous as much. So office politics. Another reason is this. You often start in your job as a professional with a base salary, and usually your annual pay rises are based on a percentage of your current salary, which is often, you know, it goes up by inflation or a certain percent that your company has in mind. And for most companies, this is being decided on an annual basis. Now, often there's also a limit to how high your manager can bump you up, since it's based on a percentage of your salary. Now, most companies also have a fixed budget for their particular professional departments. More often than not, the company has a fixed budget for their accounting and finance team. So it doesn't matter whether you work hard, you show loyalty or not, it's simply not going to happen. Now, this article also said that, you know, the effort raised that an employee receives for leaving is between a 10 and 20% increase in salary. Now, why is that? You know, when you leave and you apply for a new company, often the company is asking, like, why do you want to work here? Why did you leave your previous role? And they expect you to ask for a raise. Like, if you earn 60K, you're not going to apply for 60K jobs, for new jobs. You're going to apply for 70K jobs. So companies, new companies that want to recruit you, they know that you're going to ask for more money. So you don't have to beg for it or to ask for a raise. They know that you want it. So at a company, at a new company, you start fresh and you can usually command a higher base salary to hire you. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, when I started to design this course, I was doing my research, and a lot of online courses and videos out there, they're only focused on asking your manager for a raise. But what if you have a manager that doesn't have the budget, doesn't like you, that's office politics, it's not going to happen. If that's your only strategy, you are stuck, as I said in a couple of lessons prior. So I want you to seriously consider leaving your company, because this is one of the best ways that you can get a pay rise. As the research shows, you know, if you stay with the same company more than 2 years, you're going to earn 50% less during a 10-year period. So the opposite is true as well. If you leave every couple of years, you are going to get major pay rises and your income is likely to be 50% more. Now, obviously, there's no guarantees out there. Right now, it's a hot labor market, jobs are up for grabs. But maybe you watch this course a couple of years from now. So it'll still be really valuable to know that, hey, you know, if I just look for other jobs and make myself more valuable, I have much more opportunities than just only asking for my manager, only having that one option. Here's your homework for this lesson. The first question, very simple. How long have you been in your current job? If it's more than 2 years or even more than 5 years, you know that you're in trouble. Like, why are you staying in the same job for 5 years? And did you really get a lot of pay rises during that time? Or was it just going up by, a little small increase every year that wasn't even beating inflation? The second question is, how long has it been since you got a pay rise? And the third question is, what are the benefits of switching employers? You see, obviously it's a great trade that you are loyal, but if you're loyal forever, long term, you're not going to be rewarded for it. So what are some of the benefits to you to opening up your mind and actually looking for jobs elsewhere and switching employers? And I already told you one of the benefits is that you're going to earn likely 50% more during a 10-year period of your career. Now, this is so, so important. As I said earlier, most people, they just ask for the raise. If they don't get it, they feel stuck. But just know that there's other options for you, including leaving your company, searching elsewhere, and getting a much better position.